USA Radio News.
It doesn't look good for a second term of President Joe Biden. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has tied his boss in a new poll out of New Hampshire released while the president continues to isolate for COVID-19. Buttigieg is at 17% with Biden at 16% in the new University of New Hampshire poll, which asked likely Democratic voters about potential 2024 candidates. Trailing far behind is Vice President Kamala Harris at 6%. North Dakota's only abortion clinic is preparing for what could be its final day of performing procedures with a trigger ban due to take effect Thursday. Some say that will force patients to travel hundreds of miles to receive care pending the clinic's relocation across the border to Minnesota. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.